So first then, the science of ecology. What is it? Well, the word ecology was actually coined back in the mid-19th century by a German Darwinian scientist called Ernst Haeckel. And he used it to refer to the study of organisms in their environment. Eco from the Greek means house, household, hence habitat. Later on, ecology is kind of evolved in meaning, not just to look at the interconnection between organisms and their environment, but also the interconnections between organisms. So it's the study of ecosystems. You could say ecology is the science of the interconnectedness of living things. So while biologists had been concerned with life as individual organisms, usually pickled, apologies to any biologists for that crude characterization. Ecologists saw living things more in terms of their relatedness and generally felt much less inclined to pickle things. Pickled things don't really relate very well. So I think Buddhists are bound immediately to find a resonance here. An ecological perspective is seeing things in their relatedness. And I think that naturally implies a deeper understanding of conditioned co-production. Seeing things, seeing beings, not as things, but as patterns of relatedness. And for Western thought generally, I think ecology marked one of the great steps forward from narrow positivistic materialism. And ecology becomes even more interesting when we start to apply it to ourselves. It means learning to see ourselves as part of a set of relationships. There's an Australian ecologist called John Seed who puts it that we need to see ourselves not as isolated, skin-encapsulated egos, but as part of the larger body of the earth. I'd also like to remind you of the quote from Albert Einstein that Jana Vatcher finished with, because I think that puts it very well as well. A human being is part of the whole called by us universe. We experience ourselves, our thoughts and feelings, as something separate from the rest, a kind of optical delusion of consciousness. This delusion is a kind of prison for us, restricting us to our personal desires and affection for a few persons nearest to us. Our task must be to free ourselves from the prison by widening our circle of compassion to embrace all living creatures and the whole of nature in its beauty. The true value of a human being is determined by the measure and the sense in which they have obtained liberation from the self. We shall require a substantially new manner of thinking if humanity is to survive. So that was Albert Einstein, decades ahead of his time. This is an insight. Interconnectedness is an insight that nature is teaching us loud and clear as a society. Our choice is between trying to resist it and facing the consequences, or embracing it. And while embracing truth is, of course, precisely the business of the Buddhist path.